Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Robin Washit.
Blissful ignorance, I think it could be an advantage here.
Robin Washit.
Yeah, I'm a ball guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely huge.
The hot take.
Washit's good.
Washit.
Yeah, Washit's real good.
Washit.
Washit's good.
Washit.
Yeah, Washit's real good.
His name is Robin Washit. He writes for On3.com. Robin, I almost said the name that it'll be in 3 weeks.
Nebraska coming soon.
I'm very excited to say the new name coming in 3 weeks. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I, too, am excited to have a name that is not Nebraska coming soon, which we've had for going on 3 months now.
I just realized 3 weeks from today, that's September 1st. What a fun day that'll be.
Yeah, fun for a lot of people.
Fun for a lot of people, indeed. There's one person in particular that I think of, and I hope his typing fingers work when he's allowed to write again. What's that going to be like for him? That'll be fun.
Well, you know, we probably can't even legally say his name. So
I'm not going to say anything.
We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, sounds good.
The man who shall not be named.
Yeah, indeed. Robin Washit joins us at this time each and every Thursday. Robin, scale 1 to 10, I wonder how big of a concern you think Turner Corcoran missing yesterday's practice after word of the same thing happening over the weekend came out, especially mainly from the perspective of the offensive line group. We know what happened with spring ball. He was out. Prochaska was out. So this group just hasn't had a chance to gel together. So how big of a concern would you say from that perspective, and maybe not so much even about, you know, what the injury is or whatever?
Yeah, I think that's the bigger issue. Like you said, they basically went all spring without having two of their most important pieces on the offensive line even being able to practice. Now you get into fall camp, Teddy Prochaska's finally back, ready to roll, and now Turner Corcoran has missed at least a couple practices, probably more than that, with an undisclosed injury. I guess the good news is that, you know, he was walking around fine, showed zero sign of any injury, was going through pre-practice warm-ups with the rest of the O-linemen. So it's probably just a deal where, you know, he had to be out for a certain amount of time before being allowed to return to practice. So, yeah, I think long term, as far as the injury goes, doesn't seem like much of an issue. But in the meantime, all of those reps, not just for him, because he's been working at a new position or maybe even new positions. Teddy is still very inexperienced, and to have a veteran leader like that next to him would obviously bode well for his development. And then, for the quarterback to be able to have what could be, that starting offensive line in place for the majority of fall camp would have been extremely beneficial as well. So I think that's the biggest concern there, is just the fact that, we're this close out, barely over 2 weeks away from the first game, and they've had so few practices with that potential starting offensive line group all healthy and together on the field at once.
Robin, can you tell me if it's a big deal, little deal, or not a deal at all that Chuba Purdy is getting some first-team reps at quarterback?
Chuba.
It's a big deal for his development because of what, again, going back to the time he missed the spring at five practices. So he had a lot of catching up to do, and I think it's good that Nebraska is giving him the opportunity to get first-team reps, kind of get thrown into the fire a little bit against the first-team defense, and you have to execute at that level, because Nebraska can't continue to just get one guy ready and have a significant drop-off. Hopefully they've learned their lesson over the last 4 years that you better have a good number two ready to roll. And so I think that's probably the reasoning behind it is, you know, they want Chuba to be their number two guy, and they got to make sure that he's ready to go during these opportunities in fall camp before the season gets rolling and Casey Thompson takes over and getting the lion's share of the first team reps. So I don't think it really has anything to say about who the starter is going to be for week zero. I think it has more to do with making sure they have a viable long-term option behind Casey that if something happens, whether it be injury or performance related, they have a guy that they trust and feel good about being ready to throw in there in a game, you know, at any point.
Robin Washit of On3.com joining us right now on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Robin, fall camp started, what, 2.5 weeks ago? I wonder how you feel about the wide receiver room now compared to how you felt before it started. Just given how, I guess, honest and upfront Mickey Joseph has been, I mean, he's shown some frustration, I guess is how I'd describe it.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to wonder just how much of that is motivational tactics and, you know, Mickey kind of using these few remaining post-practice media opportunities to send a message to his guys. I'm sure that there's a reason why he wants to say the things that he's saying, but it could also be a deal where he's trying to light a fire under a group that, you know, by all accounts, whether it's Mickey Joseph or, you know, Mark Whipple, just kind of needs to get people to step up and take some ownership of that room. And, I mean, maybe it's a concern that hasn't happened yet, but I don't think the issue there is from a talent standpoint. I think they still have a lot to work with, a lot of really intriguing pieces in that room. It's just a matter of, you know, going back to what Mickey said, getting some guys to step up and be alphas and kind of take the reins of that position and not just play well, but be leaders and say the things that need to be said when that group or the offense isn't performing at the level that they're supposed to. So I'm sure that's just going to be a work in progress where these guys just need to be around together and probably have to get thrown in it together in a game before that happens. But, you know, I think that it might be some calculated moves by Mickey in particular to try to, like I said, you know, send a very clear message to his guys through these press conferences that, you know, maybe will hit home a little harder than just what he says on the practice field.
Robin, what are the chances that Nebraska showing option during the open period tomorrow was just them, or yesterday was just them trolling the media?
I would put anything past Scott Frost. You know, I mean, he's you know, very meticulous with how he handles those things. So I don't know. I mean, they've shown it before. So, I mean, clearly it's in their playbook. But, you know, they know full well that anything they do during that 30-minute window is going to get analyzed 10 times over. And so to do that inside Memorial Stadium in the two viewing windows, I think, you know, I'm sure there may have been a little intention about that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he's using that to have Northwestern have to think about something. It's like, holy cow, Casey Thompson's there, but they're still going to try to run option. You know, maybe we got to start working on this. So, you know, he's a very tactical guy when it comes to those types of things. And it would not surprise me if that was very much intentional to work on that very specific play during a very limited window at the beginning of practice.
Robin Washer joining us on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Robin, the leadership stuff that was discussed so much of yesterday, is that, in your opinion, just because of, like, where fall camp is at? Like, they're kind of the usual beats. So they're not of, hey, week one, they're really excited. Week two, they're a little less excited. By week three, it's, all right, we're ready to start playing the opponent. Is that where that comes from, that you think just a large group of players and coaches that, you know, are still maybe coming together and learning things about each other?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been an off-season-long process for this team with how much newness, especially on that offensive side of the ball, you know, they've just had to adjust to. And so this process isn't going to just stop when fall camp wraps up. It's going to go on into Ireland. It's going to go on into North Dakota and into Georgia Southern. And so it's going to be a season-long process that, you know, you would hope that – you know, they can make some serious headway between now and Ireland, and then even more so with a game under their belt, to where by the time Oklahoma rolls around, all of these issues are kind of addressed and pushed to the back burner a little bit. So, but we'll see. A lot of times chemistry and those types of things, they just don't get solved quickly, and sometimes they become problems. It seems like they're making good headway, but we won't really know how much of that has been dealt with until they do play a live opponent and the games are for real, and all of these new faces coming together in Lincoln, Nebraska actually have to team up and go beat somebody else. So we'll see. We'll know very quickly here in just a couple of weeks just how much progress has been made since the start of the offseason.
Indeed we will. The next time we talk to you, Robin, you will still be in America, but that will be the last time that we talk while you're in America for like two more weeks. So I don't know why I said all that, but I'm excited.
Well, yeah, you too. And so we looked ahead, and seems what's going to happen two Thursdays from now, but if I do come on that spot, I just want to let everybody know that it's going to be like 10:30 p.m. Ireland time. If there's a Guinness or two in me, just don't be surprised.
Yeah, indeed. We're not going to judge, so no worries there. He is Robin Washit of On3.com. Robin, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys.
All right, he is Robin Washit. Yeah, we have I've reached out to two friends of the program will be overseas. Bruns will be overseas. Well, actually, more than that, but two of them will be overseas, like during the week we would talk to them. Because Sipple's going as well. But Bruns and Robin will be overseas. So we're just trying to figure out what's going on in terms of those interviews. Because time zones
are a thing.
They are indeed a thing. Are we finding out that I was right about the Arrested Development Parks and Rec?
We're still trying to figure this out, doing some research here. I wouldn't worry about it.
Doing your own research. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go really well for me.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll be honest. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But
you'll give me the $25 million at the billionaire.
That was
the agreement. If you're wrong,
nah.
$25 million.
The billionaire can
and
give
a Popeye sandwich.
25. Listen. I've bought you plenty of Popeye sandwiches.
You have, I know.
Over the years.
I do love the Popeye's chicken sandwich. A couple responses that we got to our discussion about Notre Dame. Plus, Sam McEwen had a theory in his write-up the other day about the Big Ten's upcoming TV deal that I want to run by you and see what you think. We have not really talked, you and I have not talked this week about what this means for hoops. We could do that.
Hoops, there it is.
Nice. There you go. There's an idea. Oh, he's
not paying
he's
attention.
He's playing flight sim over there.
I wish our computer could run it.
Also, Tom Brady. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I've heard of Tom Brady, yes.
Did you see the latest about Tom Brady?
Maybe not.
All right. Well, it's weird.
Let's dive right in.
We'll dive. You know, I kind of want to get to that next. We'll get to that next. We'll talk about the Big Ten, do some Notre Dame stuff as well. Mitch Holtz is going to join us next hour, and Baylor coming up in the 5 o'clock hour in 25 teams. In 25 days. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct on this Thursday, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.